This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Mr. Mayor has the day. Nikki is filling in. And okay, if you're watching on the thing.
Man, you look good.
Well, first of all, if you're not watching, Go to Facebook, search for Mino and the Mayor, or go to WGBW.FM or WISS.FM. Click on Mino and the Mayor, and you can watch this show live.
Yeah. But if you've been doing that, you may have noticed something over the time span that we've been doing this. Nikki constantly berates me. Because a lot of times I wear women's glasses. I go to the Dollar Tree, and whatever they've got available in my power or whatever you call it there, I just grab them. Mm-hmm. Okay? Because 99% of the time mm-hmm. I'm thinking, well, I'm going to be sitting in my living room reading a book and nobody's going to see them. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, to read things here, like stuff that Todd forces on me all the time.
Oh, yes.
In really little print. Okay?
I just realized who you look like, by the way. And I'll...
Who?
Is it the lady from the Hallmark?
No, but that
cards?
Too, right? There's like a, she's a designer. There's a, something Karen or something like that.
She was on those Target commercials?
Yes. Yeah, right? But also.
Take me out to the ball game.
I see Harry Carey.
What was the first thing I said to you?
Hey, he lost it in the sun. Holy
How cow.
Can he lose it in the sun? He's from Puerto Rico. Oh, man.
That is
Come
not
on.
Your best impression.
Thank you. But anyway, so I was saying, So Nikki bought me a bunch of Dollar Tree glasses. For the days that I do wear women's glasses, she gives me a correct pair. But today, she thought she was going to spoof me by bringing me in these big ladies' glasses. But you know what? I can see better than I've ever seen in my life. Like, in my lifetime, I've never seen better. Todd, I had no idea you had a wart right there. No idea. None. I saw where you got the vaccination in your shoulder when you wear the sleeveless shirts.
Yeah.
So truth be told, I brought them in for myself.
And as a gag.
And John, Uncle Johnny, of course, just helped himself.
Well.
And I don't think I'm going to get that pair back.
Probably not.
I mean.
The stuff looks twice as big as with my glasses.
Right. So
twice as big.
You can't just wear those anywhere now.
I might.
I think you can. He's John Mino.
They've got, I was telling... Tell Nikki in the Army they have these. It's BCG, which means, bifocal government issued, yada, 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 yada. But all the guys say it stands for
birth control glasses.
Exactly. Because you'll never get any wearing these glasses.
Ding, ding.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. But so I'm okay. If people are watching, just give me a little quick pull. You cool with me wearing these big glasses?
Just give them a thumbs up.
You know what else I feel a bit like? Although you guys aren't big into my movies, I feel a little bit like Mo Green from The Godfather. Remember Mo Green in The Godfather? He got shot right through the eye. He was getting a massage, and they shot him right through the glass. Remember that?
That is a distinct mob move.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh yeah.
I bet right if you could get bulletproof.
Yes. That would be cool.
If you suspected that you had a hit out on you, would you get bulletproof glass put in your lenses?
Nah.
I'd be not too lazy.
I'd be like,
he'd be like, take me out.
Maybe he'll miss. Got a texter. Hey, guys, how about GB last night? 102 points. I thought the Green Knights struggled with GB pressure all night long. 18 turnovers. Anthony Roy with 46 points for Green Bay. Previous high, Ray Willis with 45. Tony Bennett with 44.
Wow.
Obviously, it's not in the records because it's an exhibition, but that's really cool. You know, we had Coach in here, Gottlieb, the other day, and I got to show you something. Okay, I'm going to show you something. His old radio partner was my, best friend.
Come on.
Growing up in Nagani. We were, really, really good friends. Yeah, and I showed him a picture of me and him together, both when we were, 16 or 17 years old.
Oh, so now it's going to take the 2-hour break while Uncle
Johnny... I try to find the picture.
Sure.
That's always good radio.
Yeah.
But I, okay, but so you saw that one picture I had, the big, big head of curly hair.
Yes.
From college.
Black and white.
And you thought, ooh, hello.
Hello,
right?
Johnny.
Right? Okay, I'll show you another one.
A little bit of a lady killer back in the day. I mean, and now, too, currently.
Yeah, I know, right? I mean,
true
does
story.
It ever end? Even with these glasses?
Mrs. Mino.
Okay, I can't find the picture, but I will. I will find you the picture. Again, I know this is the worst radio there is, trying to find a picture to show Buddy that nobody else is going to see.
Show a picture on radio.
On radio.
Nonetheless.
Yeah, but I'm going to try. I'm trying. Okay. Go ahead and talk about something.
Okay,
how sure. you doing? Mm-hmm. Okay, first of all, you can't give me any guff because of what I walked in on with you today.
Okay, well, that sounded
this is,
terrible.
Okay. Well, this is something. Although
yes,
I got to
look at Todd's concerned face.
I found it. I found it. I found it.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can you take his phone and somehow get that to me, text it or whatever, or right. email it?
Sure.
You
so I can put
send
it
any actual words.
Yeah.
You saw so you did was.
Oh, my goodness.
Grunted a little bit.
Well, I'm surprised I'm still seated on my chair. Huh. Well, this is fascinating. And what are you gentlemen doing?
We're
this
on the football field, so I think we're running routes, pass routes and stuff like that.
Oh, sure, sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, it
all
looks
right.
like it was in the spring.
There's some track jackets.
Track
going on.
Stuff on. Sweat. The old sweats.
Those shiny satin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Those would be
Snaps.
Worth a lot of money right now. They'd be worth a lot of money. That friend of mine owns that store right downtown. We've had her on. Hey, Todd.
Yeah.
Right on College Avenue.
Oh, the vintage?
Yeah. Yeah. And she sells all that old stuff. Makes a lot of money.
You're vintage, right? Is that the nice way?
Here we go. Okay, I'm going to talk about what I walked in on today. A text here, Mino, watch an old episode of In the Heat of the Night with Alan Autry. Carlos Brown is an ex-Packer. Terry, I want to get him on. I've tried and tried and tried. When he played for the Packers, his name was Carlos Brown, and he was a starting quarterback for a few games for the Packers.
Oh.
Then became an actor, changed his name to Alan Autry, and was the co-star in the TV show In the Heat of the Night for like 10 years.
Really?
Yeah. And I've tried everything to get him on my shows over the years.
Well, yeah. These glasses are going to be the game changer, though.
I missed a call from him one time when I was at Channel 5. There was a message that he had called wondering if we had any old video of him as a player because he wanted to show his son, and he could not find any film.
Oh, that's sad.
Of him as a player.
That's sad.
Yeah.
That's, oh.
I know, right? And I don't think we had any either. Something. So maybe contact the Packers. I mean, they've got every game from
right.
wherever. Yeah,
Lee Remmel's probably
Lee would
cataloging,
have known exactly
right?
So anyway, two things that I walked in on today. Mm. My morning did not get off to a great start here.
Right.
So I come in. I wanted to come in early because on Fridays, I always have Todd print up my high school football stuff.
Yes.
Okay? And so I'm there, and I think, must be a repairman next door working early. Because that guy was here yesterday.
Oh,
you had
yeah,
to show him where to go
yeah.
and everything. So I kind of look around. Right, no. And I hear something. Then all of a sudden, I hear the door open back. And I'm like, hello? And Todd's like, hello?
Hey.
But it still didn't sound like Todd. And I didn't see his car out there. But I must have been thinking about your old car
yeah,
or something,
probably.
Todd.
Well,
yeah.
there's a car in your
normal
spot.
Okay, maybe that's it. Oh, Todd's not here. I'm the only one here. And he comes walking up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that wasn't as frightening. Oh, it was kind of frightening, though, a little bit. We almost had to do a broken arrow. You know what the code is.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, I walk in, and you are standing in the lobby.
Mm-hmm.
In the lobby, right?
Yep.
Just right
yep.
here, the
yep.
greeting area.
Yep.
Just where
windows
hey,
aplenty.
Brushing your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Brushing your teeth while standing in the lobby.
It wasn't traditional, like,
toothbrush and toothpaste. I didn't know that, but what is that? I mean,
little...
I would like to use this. I'd like to use this
right.
when I'm driving or something.
Oh, sure, because I'm sure you can do that
well,
fabulously.
Not driving, but I mean, if you're in a car, you're
on
riding.
On the go, waterless, no rinsing. I was using the wisps.
I've never heard of those. Todd, did you ever hear of these?
Never.
Come on.
Nobody's ever heard of
guys.
Those. We don't have a single person listening
guys.
That's ever heard of those.
Bull roar.
I'm telling you. You want me to bet?
Bet.
Bet.
Want to bet?
Bet you.
Bet.
I'll bet, bet. You. I'll bet, bet you my bet, Mr. Bet, Goodbar.
Yeah. I come bringing treats, and you just, what do you say immediately before we go on the air? Hey, Nikki, try not to suck.
Well, just a little encouragement for you.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Here's wow. my dear friend and mentor,
wow. Wow.
esteemed, beloved radio and broadcast legend, John Mino, with
Mr.
some
Goodbar.
Words of encouragement.
Mr. Goodbar.
Brought to you by
Mr.
Goodbar.
Goodbar. Actually, she came up with a stage name for me.
Yep.
Which is what?
Johnny Goodbar.
Johnny Goodbar.
Yep.
I like it.
And then you can play some Johnny Be Good in
I
the
like
background.
That too. Like that. There's a lot of good Johnny songs.
Please welcome to the stage, ladies and gentlemen.
Johnny, don't be a hero. Oh, no, it's Billy, don't be a hero. Remember that? This is a true story. We talked about this. This is one of those weird things. It happens to everybody, but you just say to yourself sometimes, wow, is there this other thing? You know what I mean? We talked about in the summer of 1974 what the top songs were, okay? And I said, you know, I was working at this little store, and you got the radio on every day, and they, you know how it is. They put you, when you're listening to the radio all day, mm-hmm. you know how the same songs. It's like the night Chicago died. Every time that song would come up, I get in my car, and I drive down here, and the night Chicago died came on.
Oh, no.
And this is the honest to God truth. I hadn't heard that song since 1976, probably.
And here
and
it
we
is.
Had just talked about it right here, got in my car, turned on the car, and that song was on.
That's a little wink from the universe. I know. Saying,
that's
I'm
what
listening.
I mean. That's exactly what I mean. By the way, hope you're listening today. We got a great lineup. Lisa Hale from NEW Wisco Weekend Preview.
New Wisco Weekend. Always, fabulous.
Yep.
I always struggle with anything that has the NEW, and you got to use that as part of the thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's New Wisco, right?
Correct.
It's like you're using the W twice.
Kind of.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Nabisco.
New Wisco.
New Wisco.
Not Nabisco.
Not Nabisco.
Those are cookies and crackers.
New Lovely. Wisco.
Yeah. Yep.
That was, oh my God. Do you guys ever, you know, my mom used to get pneumonia all the time. And it's, it was like, I hate to say almost like a running joke, but we talk, which time, Ma? Because she had like six times.
Sure.
She says, well, when I was in the hospital with pneumonia, it's like, Ma, what time? What time? You know? I think it was in 68 or whatever. So my dad, it was like, oh, it's a terrible thing. But he had always buy, it's the only time we'd ever get those little boxes of cereal.
Yeah, you know, yeah, the individual ones.
Yeah, where you'd eat them right out of the box. Yeah. Inevitably, you could go for 20 years of it, there'd be one box of shredded wheat.
Still left.
Yeah.
Nobody touches it.
Nobody would touch the shredded wheat.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. That was the sponsor of one of my favorite shows when I was a kid, Sky King. Sky King, brought to you by Nabisco Shredded Wheat. Do you remember?
No.
Because that's why I wanted to be a bush pilot.
Do you want to know why?
Why?
I was born in 1978.
Just saying. I wanted to be a bush pilot. Follow this guy. He used to solve crimes with his bush plane and his niece, Penny. They solved crimes like you can't believe.
The spinoff was Inspector Gadget.
No, it wasn't.
With his daughter, Penny.
No, it wasn't. Wow.
Inspector Gadget.
Can I continue? How do I look beyond? Be totally honest. If you didn't know me and you saw me in these glasses, what would you say?
I would say, oh my goodness, Aunt Alice, how have you been?
All right. Nate Vandervis will be joining us for Bell and Sports Medicine. I got to show him. I know what you're going to say. I'm going to show him where I walked like 16,000 steps one day. And you're going to be like, look, 2 days later, he walked 4 steps.
Well, because we're talking about recovery.
Keep Mike Stepak, Fox Sports, Bryce Pop. Bryce Pop, Ramona the Flower, Dennis from Glam Band. Stick around. Among the evergreens, there stood a log cabin made of earth and wood, where lived a country boy named Johnny B. Good, who never ever learned to read or write so well, but he could play a guitar just like a ringing a bell. Go, go.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome back. Mino the Mayor Show. The mayor has the day off. Nikki Z filling in capably on Champagne Day.
Do you drink champagne?
Champagne.
Champagne.
Remember that one from Saturday Night Live?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Champagne.
Champagne.
I'm not a big... I don't. You know what, though? I think I've only had cheap stuff. Mm. Have you ever had, like, good champagne?
Mm.
Todd, you?
Yeah. It's just a little too much for me.
Yeah.
Give me a beer.
Right.
Yeah.
The
are
bubbles.
You? Are you
the
a champagne bubbles. Person?
Occasionally, yeah.
Is that real toast. Champagne the guys throwing each other in the locker rooms after the games?
Yeah.
By the way, did you see the price of a normal ticket for the World Series?
Yeah.
$1,000.
Out of my budget.
$1,000.
So you gotta be rich to enjoy the American pastime.
Yeah, unfortunately.
And it's also Frankenstein Day. I love the movie Young Frankenstein.
And we're still not talking about that guy. It's Dr. Frankenstein. What's the creature's name?
The Frankenstein monster is the name of the creature itself. The doctor's name is Frankenstein, you're right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep. The Frankenstein monster.
We're teaching Johnny
okay.
something.
Wow.
I want to bell myself.
We used to have one in here.
Yeah, we do.
Oh. Breadstick Day, Not a fan of the breadsticks.
What?
Because I like them a lot. And then I fill up. I go to a restaurant, Italian restaurant, and I want to have this nice pasta and shrimp and whatever. And I fill up on breadsticks. And they don't bring anything to the party. It's just a filler. No, they don't.
They're so yummy.
They're not.
Just dip it in your soup.
They're not.
Oh.
It's Opera Day. Lemur Day.
Ooh.
What is a lemur again? Like a rat?
No. Monkey-ish with the ringed tail. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like a sloth?
But slimmer and tinier.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Greasy Food Day.
Well, hey, every day.
About that. Hey,
which day ain't?
And then Pasta Day.
Perfect.
Body by Carbs is today. That's what we're celebrating.
Katy Perry is 40 years old. Is she still like it?
She's really not doing much, I don't think.
No. She had that baby. And,
did she?
Yep, she's a mom.
She was big with
Orlando Bloom.
Oh, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
No.
True story.
No. Who else am I thinking? Oh, Snoop Dogg. Remember, she used to do videos with Snoop.
When they were on
that's
the
like
show
they had their
together.
Biggest show. Yeah. And that's when they had their biggest hits and everything like that. Shelley Wright.
Country star.
54. Okay.
Yep.
All right. John Anderson, the country John Anderson.
You bet.
All right.
But is that the John Anderson also from Dukes of Hazzard? No?
No. That's John Schneider.
Oh, Schneider. Yes.
Well, my warning at the beginning of the show has gone unheeded. Now you see why.
Fine.
Marion Ross is 96. Mm. God bless Marion Ross. One of the greatest.
Wasn't she a classmate of yours?
Didn't everybody have an aunt that kind of reminded you of her?
She was like, I don't know if there was a mom, like a true 80s or 70s TV show mom that was any more mom than
her
and Ross.
I totally agree. I liked it
when she kind of was able to break character a little bit and be a little loud or a little obnoxious or where she would say, sit on it, Fonzie,
or
whatever.
Yeah, the blooper type things, it was actually pretty funny.
That's Marion Ross?
Yeah.
Yes.
She's delightful.
You didn't know that was Marion Ross?
No. That woman is still alive.
She is.
I love it.
Well, it's been nice having Nikki here. Look at the time.
I'm sure you can get another
Everybody knows who Marion Ross is.
What do you mean?
She played a really mean lady in a movie then too I saw, and I was a little weird when somebody that's so like when Mary Tyler Moore did Ordinary People, what's his name?
Awkward.
When the dad from the Brady Bunch played the part of a warden in a women's prison,
and it was you don't believe him.
No, it's
not believable.
That's bizarre.
Would you say that I am the Marion Ross of The Office, Todd?
You know. If you would put on an apron and maybe some high heels and put your hair up and dye
pearls.
It red, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's about the only way he would be because she was really
nice. Wasn't it weird on that show? The older brother just kind of went away?
Just disappeared.
After the first season, just gone.
Why didn't they just say, he's gone got
to college.
A job. He's
went
gone,
to college,
gone,
right?
Gone, yeah. But I've never seen, have you ever in all of TV history, somebody just gone, just disappear?
Who was the actor?
Nobody knows. He didn't do anything after that, I don't think.
Ooh.
No. But they did that with the mom on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air where it was somebody and then all of a sudden they just kind of switched her out. And you're like,
oh, really?
Whatever happened to her?
Well, of course.
You know who can get to the bottom of this?
Who?
Our friend.
Who?
Jesse Lynn from the...
Oh, yeah. Jesse
Let's would... get him
okay.
on it.
All right. But do you remember, of course, in Bewitched, Dick York and Dick Sargent, they looked so much alike. It was mind-boggling.
Yeah.
That was unbelievable.
I'm writing this down for Jesse.
Good. Do it. So...
Secretary. Mm-hmm.
Nice. I like that. A little bit of everything. So we were talking yesterday about trick-or-treating and what everybody's doing and all that kind. Mm-hmm. And you guys had it, right?
And I went to the ballpark.
That's what I wanted to know. How did it go?
It was bananas.
For people who know what we're talking about, go ahead and...
So trick-or-treat at the ballpark last night for home of the Timber Rattlers, brought to you with Shields Sporting Goods. And started at 4:30. There were people lined up. Now, in all fairness, they had them come in, enter the ballpark, not through the traditional front gate.
Okay.
They had them enter down the right field gate.
Okay.
And then enter the concourse and work their way out on the third base side. Anyway, there was a line of people through the parking lot. All the costumes, there were families dressed up, cute little kids, big kids. Fabulous turnout.
That's fantastic.
Yeah,
glad to hear that.
It was incredible.
Good. What a cool thing you guys do. Again, Timber Rattlers bringing out the kids and doing all those kind of things. And I think those kind of things are so important these days. I mean, I really and truly do because, you know, in our era, maybe you too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you pretty much only went to houses that were in your neighborhood. Area, and you knew basically everybody that lived there.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, some of these neighborhoods now, if you know what I mean, Todd?
Yeah. Yeah.
You with me on that?
Yes. I remember when I was one time, I went to, I was going trick-or-treating with my cousin. So my aunt took us and she kind of drove, because we lived in the country. So you go
into
a little.
Right.
But she took us to an old folks home.
Mm.
Oh.
And it was, as a child, kind of scary.
I'll bet.
Everybody's sitting in wheelchairs, not really coherent, just like candy sitting on their lap. Mm-hmm. And you're like, I'll just take this from you, you know?
Wow, that is.
Traumatized me.
And yet, it was probably really delightful
for them,
for the residents.
I hope
so. But when you're that little kid, I can see where that would be a little bit.
Not how I remember it.
Yeah.
I just kind of remember them kind of staring off into space.
And, wow. Wow.
That explains a lot about
you. Poor Todd.
You know
what? We always tell stories and we laugh, and Todd's always have kind of a
dark side.
Yeah. Have you noticed that, Todd?
I guess I never thought of that.
Oh, you're right. It's always hard to follow up his stories.
Sorry about that, guys. We brought down the house.
Hey, Todd, try not to suck today.
Thanks.
Could you, please?
He's like that one Saturday Night Live skit with Neil Diamond.
Debbie Downer.
Or Debbie Downer, too. Yeah. The thing with John Goodman, guys playing Neil Diamond. Will Ferrell, he's like, yeah, you know what this song reminds me of, Bobby? Which one, Neil? This one right here. Reminds the time we picked up that hitchhiker and dumped him in the desert. Remember that? Hope they never found him. I don't know nothing about that, Neil. Don't know nothing about that one. Yeah, that always brings me back to this song. Cracklin' Rosie. Come on. We guys on our break. The Nixter filling in. Back after this.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
0606 920-264-0606. Now, once again, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mr. Mayor has the day off. Nikki Z filling in. We had a funny little thing here. I'm wearing these bizarre glasses that Nikki brought in. They're, what are they exactly? What are they called?
Readers.
Okay. And but I can see really good with them. And I know that I know.
Because like your prescription has changed, honey.
I know.
It's now two.
You are 200?
Plus two.
Plus two. It goes by like 125, 150.
Right. You are at like a 125, 150.
Okay.
And those are twos.
Oh.
And that is why things appear bigger.
Let's run that camera. I look really big to look large. And it's like, it's because you can see clear with those glasses. It's like, oh, crap.
Oh,
let me take those off. Oh, there
oh,
you go.
I look good.
A lot better. I look good.
10 years younger.
Absolutely.
Oh, the fine lines and wrinkles.
Yes. Yes. Okay. I can tell you and I would have some issues. Number one, I had an issue with you brushing your teeth in the studio today. And you got an issue with me putting
waterless.
Putting my mint on the thing. No.
Show it to everybody.
Lots of people do this.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they
Nobody
do.
Does that.
I wasn't done with it. So I was going to use it during the break.
But there's like sticky notes and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Put that on leather, you know, it could ruin it.
Yeah.
It's a breath mint and there is a plethora available near the coffee station and you could take another one.
Or that.
Just saying. If you're going to bust on me for doing a little
brush I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to take...
What are you chomping at the bit about, Todd?
Jump in.
So yesterday... So we keep in track. We keep in touch all day long.
Yeah,
sun up to sundown.
Nikki had a really rough afternoon.
Okay,
why don't you go ahead and tell the story? Because this is worth.
Okay, I want to ask one quick question. I've been meaning to ask this because there's times you text me. We're like 2 minutes into a show. What you get up like really really early, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So anyway, go ahead.
You know, because I work for the station and I want to listen to the content that I'm selling.
Makes sense, right?
Huh. Like,
imagine that.
Yep.
Boom.
We kind of frown on giving ourselves the bell.
I haven't given myself a nickname yet.
It kind of needs to be awarded. That's fine. Go ahead. Just do it your way, Nick.
So yesterday I struggled with technology. All right. Maybe you're familiar with this, Johnny.
A little bit.
struggled on my laptop during a work meeting.
Oh.
And was, you know, addressed during the meeting. Couldn't get my computer off of mute. So then the call just ended. Fine. All right. I go into another call, a training call.
Same type of.
Yep.
Okay.
Situation.
Yeah.
Over the Google Meet.
Yeah.
And yep, at one, and my, in between the first meeting and the second, my audio issue was addressed. Okay.
Okay.
So Jesse fixed my microphone. Everything was working. Greeted everybody. Thought I turned my microphone off.
Ooh.
Proceeded during this training to clean up. Our dog is sick and had been unwell. And so I had gone about cleaning up that during this training. And
oh, you were at home.
I was at home.
Okay.
And then took just a moment because the first time all day, I hadn't gone to the bathroom all day. You know how you get busy? You don't, and finally, I got to go.
So anyway, who's coming up next time?
Yep.
We got,
yep. So just number one.
Where's this
number
one? Okay, all right, that's fine.
Thank God.
You don't have to go in. Yep, go, okay.
I
had to go.
Go to hang up from the call, and I see that my microphone was on for the whole thing.
Is the facilities close to work?
Yep, yep, wow. Yep. Thank you, Todd.
Wow. Ouch.
Yep.
Wow. So you and I both could have had a very, well, you did have a very embarrassing episode with something like that yesterday.
It could have been so
but after Greasy Food Day. I could have been that too when I sent Todd, how long was that butt call I gave you yesterday?
2.5, 3 minutes long.
That could have been terrible.
Could have been something.
Absolutely.
So here's me, a lot of times when we ghost hunt, right, you listen to lot of audio, and you try and figure out what you're hearing. So I'm going, okay, are those his keys in his pocket? Well, wait, what was that? Was that?
Right.
So I'm trying to figure out what you're up to during this 2.5 minute thing. And then I thought, maybe I don't want to listen.
Well, we listened to it. We listened to it too. It's like, oh no.
Or he doesn't show up for the show this morning, and was that you crawling to the door for help?
You know what? I did something even worse than that. I didn't do anything wrong, but my phone all of a sudden started blowing up a year or so ago, whatever. They said I was Facebook Live and didn't know it.
Oh, yeah, that happened too.
And I was literally I had my phone down just like this. Okay, not knowing it was whatever. So you'd see me in the back. I was making a sandwich and stuff like that. So, again, luckily something more wasn't going on. But when people say, your heart just stops.
Absolutely. Well,
what did I say?
We can watch when my son plays baseball, we are able to live stream.
Right.
And one time when my mom was watching from home, she had clicked the go live button.
Right.
So she was live?
So our entire team and all of our followers were just looking at the side of my mom's face. And then she'd get up in there. She didn't realize.
Online, I asked what people thought of your glasses. Michael from Madison just chimed in. He said, all I'm going to say, Seinfeld episode when George gets new glasses. Totally. Right?
Yeah, that is.
That is spot on.
That is. Oh, yes. Give Michael a bell.
That is awarded.
That was very nice.
That was awarded.
Give Michael a bell. Wow. Very nice. So you got a big night tonight going to the Bucks game. That's fun.
Home opener versus the Bulls.
That's outstanding.
We're excited.
Lonzo Ball is playing again for the Bulls. Kind of fun
is
to see him. Yeah. Playing about 15 minutes a game in the exhibition season.
Nice.
Yeah. So we mentioned GB and St. Norbert had a big game last night. It's going to be a fun GB team to watch.
I think so.
Year.
I was pretty excited to hear Doug here in studio.
And he was great, wasn't he?
He's right here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. And that was actually kind of funny because it's like, I listened to you for 10 years and now you're sitting right here talking.
Like no big deal.
He's cool. I like him a lot. Really hope things go well for him.
Awesome.
Yeah. What do your guys do? Somebody asked me this one day because I know we're talking minor league baseball and Nikki, of course, with the Timber Rattlers, ownership and everything, but you've been at the ground floor, so you've seen everything. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that was always, awkward. Mm-hmm. Okay, for the guys, seems like you'd get one guy who's the number one draft pick, and he's got $6 million in his checking account. Mm-hmm. You get some other kid signed out of high school, and he literally barely has money to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that the truth of minor league baseball? I mean, I know it's gotten better, but I know guys that used to get $5 per diem when they were on the road. $5 for their food.
Per diems are all across the board, even across the board.
Okay,
now, yes,
now.
Absolutely,
yeah,
yeah, and it has been for a good number of years, but there's not that large of a discrepancy anymore. And also the teams, the Major League affiliate does a better job of providing things like food, requiring housing, whether it be apartment complexes a host family, stuff like that, just to eliminate a lot of that disconnect between members of the roster.
And the reason I bring this up, I just remember Alex Rodriguez when he first came to town and everything. And he was staying at the Paper Valley in like this really cool place. And I think there were like seven guys were sleeping in this one other place.
Yes.
I mean, like literally who gets the couch versus the raft or whatever they had to do.
It's not uncommon for 8 baseball players to share a 2-bedroom. Right. So you put things in place, get it squared away.
But I remember even when they would bring out the big, like before the games in the clubhouse, and they'd bring out the big bowl of fruit and like peanut butter and crackers.
Peanut butter and jelly.
And guys would just attack that.
Yes.
They would just attack that. So yes, I love reading books on minor league baseball. I think it's a whole lifestyle that people don't realize.
There is a writer from Baseball America. He went to all of the minor league
parks. I want to read that. Yes. Yeah. I want to find that book.
We should get him on too.
That would be fantastic.
That would be awesome. Gosh, why does his last name escape me? But great writer. He's written a ton of stuff about Rob and the Timber Rattlers. But yes, he's been to every single park. And
I think that would be outstanding
to have
him
highlights.
On. Yeah.
Hitting the highlights.
But it's one of those things, though, too, when even, you know, some of these guys in Class A, they know at some point they're not going to make it to the major leagues. I mean, you know, you got to be realistic sometime and everything like that. But to a person that I've ever talked to that didn't make it, I mean, they all said, well, those were some of the best years of my life. That was so much fun. Playing minor league baseball was like so much fun. It was, so we didn't care. We didn't make any money.
Well, and when I worked for the team, and I worked for the team from like 2000 until 2010, or let's say, and I stay in touch with some of the players that were on the roster then, and now they're dads. And so now they have that, and now they would be that guy that you'd, that's your neighbor or you run into at the bar. Like, I played a little bit of A-ball.
That's what I mean. When you carry that with you. I mean, there are a few guys around here that play professional baseball.
Right.
And they're still like legendary from having been, you didn't have to be in the show. Just do that.
Right.
And it's really cool.
But now you work for some, lawn, weed and feed and just.
Do you remember how cold it was for the very first game at the new stadium?
I didn't work there. Nope.
Guys would have the towels as for like hoodies and wrapping up. And those poor guys from like the Dominican in those places.
That was always so entertaining, though, because those guys who have never seen snow.
No. And they wouldn't move. They're in the dugout. They didn't want to move.
Well, and they just, why do you live here?
Yeah.
And that's a tough one to answer because.
You know what's fun, though? I remember there's a guy, turned out to be a good major league pitcher. Tommy Gordon was his name. Tommy Flash Gordon. Remember doing a live shot with him? He had just graduated from high school, and here he was up in Northeast Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? Joel Pinheiro. I mean, I can go on and on with some of those names. Those guys, you always remember them.
Yeah.
And I just think that's cool. And not trying to blow smoke at you guys, but for what was the Appleton Foxes, and it was, for its time, it was great, super. Mm-hmm. But with the Timber Rattler and that whole organization has done, and getting the Brewers as their home club, I mean, there's a lot of areas I would love to have what you guys have.
There was like controversy. There were a lot of doubters.
Oh yeah.
When the Foxes wanted to move.
I told you one of the biggest sportscasters in the area said it was a terrible move because no kids would go to the games anymore.
No kids would come.
Because they can't take their bikes there.
Are you kidding me?
It's half kids on some of those nights.
Yeah. So it's been fabulous.
Do you ever sit back and say, this is pretty cool gig?
So when I worked there, I would just go. I worked real close to the ballpark. I would go on nights that there weren't games, and I would just sit in the ballpark. Hey, you have the entire – kind of spooky from time to time.
Yeah,
but with the highway.
Yeah.
And just to
– soak it all in.
And it's incredible. And to know – so the biggest thing is that knowing that you're a part of so many people's memories.
Absolutely. No question.
Families, maybe you met your, significant other there. Maybe it was part of your childhood.
Yep.
And I still have people that will come up, oh my gosh, I loved coming to the games. Or if I'd be in the grocery store, somebody, some little girl would say, I love watching Promo Nikki. And you get all choked up in the cereal.
Got your bobblehead here, the whole thing.
Yeah.
What do you think I would have been good at in working for an organization like that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, which role?
You know, everybody loves a mascot.
No, I'm a little hyper. I'm a little claustrophobic.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd be able to breathe.
No, I think you and I probably, you would have done.
Doing the promotions on the field.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Entertaining the crowd.
You think
the radio play-by-play, obviously.
You think that every time somebody would say, you know, I could have sworn we had a box of T-shirts here.
Oh,
does anybody,
crackers, stuff? Snacks.
Yeah. What happened?
I thought they did.
Mino said he put them in the other room.
And then you come out and there's all these crumbs on your face.
I'd be taking a lot of gear. I got to be honest with you.
No way.
Yeah, I think I would.
You think?
Yeah.
Oh.
I would give. You know what? I got to find out. I got to talk to Burke. I got to find that story I did that time when Gary Varsho allowed me to coach first base in a Timber Rattler professional baseball game. Not an exhibition game.
Nope.
A professional baseball game.
True
he had
story.
Me coach first base for
they
three innings.
Do not let that happen anymore.
Not anymore, huh?
Mm-mm.
All right.
Mm-mm. It's like a hardened, fast rule.
And they had Ryan Anderson, their number one pick, pitching that day.
Yeah,
so
he
every
became
scout
chef
from the organization had to have been there. And I'm on first base giving signs like this. And the ump finally comes up and goes, "Hey, I've never seen a first base coach give so many signs."
You're right.
I said, "Well, I'm kind of new at this." Because I didn't want him to know either. And how funny is it, though, the bat boy from that day is now in Major League Baseball.
That is awesome.
Gary Varsho's son. Isn't that a cool thing?
I love it.
How it kind of comes through and all the different.
We should try to get a hold of those guys.
Oh, too. That'd be awesome.
Varsho's?
Oh, absolutely.
And Burke? Burke would be fun
we
to have
get
on.
Burke. You know who else I want to get on? Because this guy is quietly having such an amazing coaching career is Mike Gerschle from Clintonville.
Sure.
I mean, he is getting national awards left and right
absolutely.
And everything. And a great guy, just a small town kid from
a trucker
down the road. Here's a trucker. Absolutely. All right, we got a big lineup. Lisa Hale,
New Wisco.
Nate Vanderest, Bell and Sports Medicine, Mike Stepak, Fox Sports, former Green Bay Packer great, Bryce Pop, Glam Band Dennis, Ramona and the Flower with a big announcement. If you've been here this long, you might as well stick around. It'll get better.
Don't be a bad boy, Johnny. Don't you slip up or play the fool. Oh, no more.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Lisa.
Hi. I haven't heard that song in years. That's such a great song.
Oh, Todd is the maestro when it comes up to finding appropriate songs. He's amazing. Jim Schmidt has the day off today. Nikki Z filling in. Lisa Hill.
Lisa.
I apologize. You guys got such a great show going, but I always mispronounce it. Nuisco.
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 I got to remember to use the W twice. Nuisco.
Yeah, use the W twice. It's not hard. I mean,
well, but it's Johnny.
It is Johnny. But no, it's New Wisco Weekend is our show. And this weekend's show is going to be a really good one.
What do you got coming up?
Oh, well, what we do is we have a cover story and a theme for every issue. We look at it like it's a magazine, okay? So every issue we have a cover story, and this week's cover story is...
Lisa, I don't mean to interrupt, but if... You think that was Todd, our executive producer, bringing me my coffee? You're wrong. It was just another guy that hangs out here. He's an intern. Todd would never lower himself
to do that.
That was
our executive producer. I know. And he's also the executive producer for New Wisco Weekend.
How great of a guy is he? He does stuff like that for his people.
Not only is he a great guy, but he's our cover story this weekend.
What?
Seriously. Because our cover story
deals with... That's worth the bell. That's bellworthy.
Paranormal investigators. And Todd Michael is one of the paranormal investigators in Northeast Wisconsin. So he appears on our cover story. We talk about his experiences, why he does what he does. We also talk with another paranormal investigator, Jason Mansmith. And so they talk a little bit about what they do and how they do it. Not so much the scariest stuff they found, but the most interesting things and the personal things for them.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Once all of the creepies.
Once I'm gone, will you try to look for my spirit, Nikki?
I don't think I'll have to look.
Okay.
I think it'll
be painfully
obvious. I know for a fact.
There will still be going to wrappers and breath mints scattered among.
Enough, Nick. You're making me look bad.
No.
I just want to throw it out there. Have a death word. That's what I call it.
Death word?
Because a lot of times you can communicate through EVPs, electronic voice phenomena, and stuff like that. So my death word is pumpernickel. So it's got to be something kind of difficult and more than three syllables. Pumpernickel, right?
Interesting.
Because,
you know,
that will stand out. If Lisa, when I die, if Lisa says, Todd, are you here? And I go, pumpernickel, she will know it's me.
I also will know it is him if he says, my spleen. Which is a private joke between the two of us. So.
My spleen. Okay.
I'm not going to use that.
Yeah.
Lisa.
Okay. All right.
So then when Todd passes over and Lisa, you and I go to a psychic medium and we ask if Todd is with us, and that's going to be how we know.
That right.
If and she's going to say, well, yep. And he wants me to say it. My spleen, my spleen. Todd.
Yeah, exactly. Or
freaking Michael.
Okay, can I throw mine out there?
Yes.
What's yours?
Broken Arrow.
My liver.
No way. Oh my liver.
Oh my liver. No. Oh my God! Look at his liver.
Lisa, what do you think of John's glasses this morning?
I actually kind of like them.
Thank you. Right?
Well, she did say kind of.
Well, Nikki, though, even tried them on. She tried these on and she tried the other ones that she bought for me on. And you even admitted these are lots better.
Well, first of all, but then who wears them better? I'm going to lose to John Mino.
In a big glass contest.
In a big glass contest.
You actually might.
I just want to say this. Just don't go outside if it's sunny today because you'll start things on fire with those things.
I know, right? They are thick. They are thick. Wow.
Oh, man.
Well, Lisa, enough about us. Tell us about you.
Well, I'm not going to tell you about me, but I will tell you about New Wisco Weekend.
Yes,
please.
This week's episode. Not only do we have the ghost hunters of Todd and Jason, but we also have stories on from Wisconsin Rapids on spooky karaoke. We've got stories on the business of Halloween. We've got Halloween weather. And then our commentator, Amanda Nimmer, is going to tell us when it's time to nope right out of a situation.
Oh, Amanda's great. Amanda works there. She's awesome.
Great.
I got to tell you something. I got to tell you something freaky, scary kind of thing. Okay.
Oh boy.
I was reading about the French Revolution. Okay. Mm-hmm. When they guillotined all those people.
Guillotine.
Mm-hmm. One of the doctors wanted to know if people are still alive for a while after they get their heads cut off. So he had told this one guy, he said, blink twice for me if you can. And I'm going to take care of your family. I'm going to give them all if you will do that for me. And he said the guy did blink.
No way.
Swear to God.
After he was guillotined.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. What do you think about that?
Could it have been a twitch?
I don't know. I'm just saying. Then the guy said, my liver, my liver.
Oh, my liver.
Oh, my liver. I'm just saying. Lisa, you're big into that stuff too, though, right?
Paranormal investigating, yes.
Yeah.
I love to. I'm not saying that I believe in ghosts and things of that nature, but I really do.
Okay. So here, be led into my life. Yeah. Lisa and I used to share a house together. She lived upstairs. I lived downstairs.
Is this in like Mississippi?
This was up in Oshkosh.
Oh, okay.
Oshkosh. Let me ask you this. So something didn't say your name in your ear one night?
Yeah, it did. Yeah, it did. In that house, it most certainly did.
I think we better put the kibosh on this.
Todd came home
from that beer tasting event.
That was what got
me
weird.
A few Oshkosh bagoshes later, and
there was no one in that house, and somebody said Lisa, and
stop it.
Okay, I just got goosebumps. Yeah.
That's creepy.
And I didn't believe it was haunted. I called her crazy because she kind of is, but yeah.
Were you into your ghosty stuff at that time too?
Yes, but never had stuff happen in the house.
And you think there's ghosty stuff here too?
There's ghosty stuff here.
Oh my gosh, I love it. Thank you, Lisa, for all of the spooky things this weekend coming up on New Wisco Weekend.
Lisa's going to get a phone.
Saturday at 8, Sunday at 11.
I'm sorry, Lisa. You're going to get a phone call, a message at 4 this morning. Lisa.
Oh, my liver.
And all you have to
do. Oh, my liver.
I can't wait to listen to it, Lisa. Thank you so much for what you do.
You're welcome.
Have a good weekend.
See ya.
When we come back, Bell and Sports Medicine, Nate in the house.
I ain't afraid of no guns.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.